They call me Timofey. Nashukuru sana for being a keen listener. And yeah, it's a new series, season 2. I'm excited. You can tell by the sound of my voice. It's a beautiful day out here, but it's a bit chilly. But tuta push on, as always. Our media handles at Twitter, it's at Timothy Ivusa. YouTube, it's Timothy Ivusa. anchor.fm/Ivusa-Timofey. And on Instagram is Timofey, guys. And join the family, kauja join. Karibu sana. Na kama unataka kuhost siku moja show, wae bonga na sisi hapo kwa email hapo. Yeah, tukusikize and then we see what we can do. Yeah, atuna knowledge yote, so we'd like to hear from you. Anyway, coming to the topic of the day, my question was one, is money an integral part of growth? Is money an integral part of growth? Sana kwa growth, kwa psycho ya mtu kugrow. Kuna wase wana value do sana, na pia kuna wase do kwao is not awajayeka important vile. Una feel aje do ndio ina define kila kitu in your life, ama is the other way around? Kwa sababu unapata some people wameka do on a pedestal until to the point where sijui nisemaje, to a point where wanaanza ku despise the living things, unaona? And money is just money. Wacha tuseme do iko, do uliipata ikiwa na do itakuwa, so si kitu ati utasema ili do yangu ukidedi utaenda nayo. No, nile it's just ni ya ku add value to life. Yeah, ni kitu yani tunaweza ishi bila hiyo. Kiangalia back in the day, before we were colonized, I wasn't there but before we were colonized, I remember people, nimesoma kwa history, people used to live in the forest, people used to live in the jungle. Now the question is, walikuwa na survive aje na hiyo time? Yes, maybe kulikuwa na dough, but hawakuwa wanatumia hiyo dough. The main thing they were doing barter trade. And they were not using money. They were exchanging a product for the other, ama a service for another. Hakukuwa na mind do vile, but as with time goes by, then this civilization, this civilization, by the way, hii ustaarabu, waswahili usema hivyo, hii ustaarabu ndio imeharibia wase wengi. Because nowadays it seems like for you, in order to be civilized, you must have money, you must have a social status, you must be in the standards, yani usionekane pia wewe kama ni mchache. But my question of the day, hii dough ni important sana kwa growth ya msee? Okay, considering tutoe, just create a scenario where tutoe hii dough yote tutoe hizi other factors tuziweke kando, alafu tuwache dough isa zetu zote, do you think it has solved? Now that tumeiweka on a pedestal, we think money is important. I know it has value, but do you think ki toizi other factors in place na tuamue sawa ni do, acha do sasa itubaye oxygen, acha ido itubaye keroma venye mekwe na buy, acha ido itumovisha from places to places, itubaye machines, itubaye mandae, ido itupereke to ido, yani to fit do, it's like x plus y is equals to z ama zero, so to fit kwa place ya x and y to fit money and money. Do you think itakuwa money and money is equals to life ama is equal to greatness? Weka doo inakuwa kitu important sana hadi unaanza kudharau wase wengine, ama anaanza kuona mzee ni kama lesser, yanajiona somehow bigger because akona doo na wengine hawana. Swali tu ni ido ukidedi wezi enda nayo, na ndio ukiishi bado still maybe hauna, so umekuna struggle kupata ido, but I tell you, struggle is where that painful that when you get the money, you forget about others. Ama unaanza ku treat people somehow less. Ama like something, si juu nitasemaje, like something of no value, of zero value. Yeah, acha ikuwe as a lesson, ama ikuwe of a moral value that we try to teach each other that money is just there to make our life a little bit, not even comfortable, a little bit comfortable. Not to make us comfortable, but a little bit comfortable. And when we get to realize the value of other factors, then we'll stop considering money. A lot of criticism on this, especially with this age, these millennials, what I say, I need money in order for everything to run smoothly. Utasikia a boy of age amefika of age ya ku get married, but unamuuliza why aren't you getting married, anakuambia because I'm less on finances, I don't have cash, so how will I support the wife? Na unasikia mdema anasema ndio amefika age ya kumarika, lakini anasema yeye hawezi oleka kwa chali ana do. Yeah, anatafuta ule mtu ako na do because yeye ana feel ndo life yake run smoothly. She must be in a relationship where maybe if they are not contributing 50-50, but at least stuff. Yeah. Unapata a mother anambia her daughter, don't get married to a poor guy. Mimi mwaleka kubayako na hizi struggle zote nimepitia, I wouldn't like you to follow in my footsteps. So what are you teaching that kid? Huh? kwa sababu hiyo ni kitu ita pass through the next generation. Hadi yeye itafika time akiona watu hiyo waambie, don't get married to a poor person, eh? Yeye hakuleka to a poor person, ndio because alitafuta mtu mwenye ako na dog. Did you ever ask her if huyo mtu alikuwa na qualities of a normal human being? I wouldn't say a real man, yeah, because I think a real man has many definitions according to many different people. But back to our point, hiyo ni kitu mimi mata pass to another generation na itaende ki pass to another generation, alafu utapata in the end of it all tuna ignore the factors and we really forget the point of living and we really forget the aim of a human being. Tutakuwa tuna consider do sana. It can't run without money. There was a time when the political world come to church to seek for an advice. Yeah. But nowadays it's quite the opposite. It's the church that goes to seek advice from the political world, until they keep on bringing the politicians into the church, and almost the whole service is made out of politics because they let the politician talk for a while. Because he has money, and money talks. They say money talks and shit walks on a tightrope. Okay, so it's really confusing, and it's a pity to see where the world is going now, to see that we really need money to do most of the stuffs. I wouldn't say I don't need money, yeah, because I'm part and parcel of this generation, but somehow I'm trying to create my own little world out of this generation, whereby I just want my kids to value humanity more than they value money or more than they value material. Yeah, it's like we've run out of our senses. We don't know what else to do. It's a confused generation. We want everything. We see somebody doing something, we want to do that thing. We see somebody else doing another thing, we want to do that other thing. Yeah, we see somebody working like 3 jobs or 4 jobs. Others don't sleep just to get money. We also want to put ourselves in those shoes. We forget about our social life. We forget about our relationships with our spouses, with our kids, with our extended families, yeah, with our friends. Yani, we create our own cocoon where we think we really do need money that much more than we need God. Yeah, that's another thing. But that's another topic for another day. People think they need money more than they need God, and it's a pity. But I wouldn't like to bother you with a long chat. Just in the comments below, go and share your senses. Let me hear what you've got to say. And also subscribe, it's a new channel. And as I said in the beginning of the session, if you want to come and share your senses, we are always open for you out there. Come, let us hear from you. And let us gain new knowledge. Let's hear unataka kutuambia nini. Yeah. And if you got more topics that you'd like us to discuss, just share in the comments below and let us have a chat. But one thing I'll say before exiting, blind you from other factors. Don't let money play an important part in your life. Don't let money make you feel comfortable. In that, when you don't have money, you feel like this life is useless. No, life is not useless. Life is worth living, and life is for the living. When you concentrate more about the money, like, you become dead. You're just a walking dead. We saw Kirubi died the other day. He died at close to 90. He was a great man, not because he had money, but because he was of principles. He didn't let his social status influence his character or influence his decisions. He just wanted to fit everywhere, and he did not like when people would pay too much respect when he shows up. But he what he liked most was just see him like another human being. He was sociable, yeah, and still he had money. He was a billionaire, as a matter of fact. He was a billionaire, but he died. But what will people remember him for? For his money? I know other people will say, yeah, he'll be remembered because of his money. Others will say he will be remembered because he was a mogul or a famous businessman. But this guy will be remembered because of his great values. Remember, you must be money-oriented, yes, but still, you must have a drive. You must have an aim to accomplish. I'll leave you with that, and have a good day. As always, we'll be doing this podcast on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tulichelewa kidogo, but either way, it will be online as soon as I finish with it. Go on our social media handles, subscribe. I'm yet to open a YouTube channel for just a podcast. As soon as I open it, I'll let you know, so you can go and subscribe, share your views with us, share with us your concerns. And let us have a chat, let us have a talk, let us talk about these things. It's just a podcast. Let us talk about all the topics, all things that are affecting us. And